You run into me somewhere. We exchange contact information. We hang out. We become friends. And then eventually it happens. You get a voice memo from me. I'm really good at voice memos. Like, sometimes this takes years. Like, my friend John didn't get his first voice memo from me until, like, a few weeks ago, and I've known him since, like, 2015. But that's fine. But a voice memo, it's, like, 3 minutes long, and some sort of winding life update or just detailed thing. Could you imagine if a voice memo just was one long, undifferentiated paragraph? Like, if you do that, you're a cop. I'm sorry. Like, that's... You have something... You're in crisis. Someone needs to intervention you. Like, if you do the really long, like, full screen paragraph text messages. But a voice memo, man, everybody loves getting a voice memo. It's chill. Like, we love those in this house. And there was one person I was talking to, and I sent her a voice memo, and then she ghosted me for 6 days. And then I ping her. I'm like, hey, what's up? And she literally replied with, nothing good can come of a voice memo. And I thought that was hilarious, because a lot of good things actually come of voice memos, for me at least. Maybe nothing good can come of a voice memo for her. She has trauma around voice memos or something. But man, you're going to get a voice memo from me, and it's going to be about 3 minutes long, and it's going to wind back on itself, and it's going to be maybe about the universe or some stoner thoughts or something. And you just have to deal with that. Some people reply with voice memos. Some people just send the ha-ha react or the exclamation react because they don't really know what to do in that situation. Some people reply with a lengthy apology that they won't be able to listen to the voice memo until Tuesday, and it's Saturday. And I'm like, you know what? Fine. This is text. It's asynchronous. You can do whatever you want, man. But I appreciate you letting me know so you didn't just ghost me and think that nothing good can come of a voice memo incorrectly. I think that there's a lot of wisdom here around what you should be expecting when it comes to a really good voice memo. What makes a good voice memo, right? It should have a beginning, an end. It should take you from one place to another place. It should have an idea that's compact and only expressible through the thing. And it's something that you can kind of fit into the interstices of your day. You know, like, I walk my dog, I get my voice memos done, and he's just out here crapping on stuff, and that's it. And the voice memo, again, it's about 3 minutes long, and it tells you something.